it's not a big deal. Look, sex isn't a fucking big deal. I'm not embarrassed. It's not like I couldn't if I wanted to. There's just being no one I've wanted to with, so why would I do it? What's the point? I'm not missing out on something huge. It's just like, just because I've never actually done it, I'm an idiot, or immature, or unattractive, or a freak, or apparently a fucking lesbian. Now, I have had very little experience with cockroaches in my life, but the few that I've seen before have been the pedestrian kind, the kind that walk. These, Mrs. Wire, appear to be flying cockroaches. I was shocked. In fact, I was literally stunned when one of them took off the floor and started to whiz through the air around and around in a circle, just missing my face by merely a couple of inches. Mrs. Wire, I sat down on the edge of this bed and wept. I was just so shocked and disgusted. Imagine flying cockroaches, something I never dreamed to be in existence, whizzing around and around and around in front of my face.
I've still got all his clothes. My sister keeps telling me to throw them away, but I can't. I think she thinks it's because I go into his room and stroke them or something. But it's not that. Oh, God, it's stupider than that. I can't get rid of his clothes because I keep thinking he might need them when he comes back. I know, of course, that he's not coming back. It's just, it's like there's some fathomless part of my brain that won't accept it. It doesn't seem to be processed properly. And then I look at his shoes and they're still, you know, molded to the shape of his feet. And it just seems somehow wrong to throw that last bit of him away because, well, because I'll never see his feet again.
I'll tell you what you can't bear, Mr. Self-Pitying Piss Artist. What you can't bear is that I am educated now. Oh, what's up, Frank? Don't you like me now that the little girl's grown up? Now that you can no longer bounce me on Daddy's knee and watch me stare back in wide-eyed wonder at everything he has to say? I'm educated. I've got what you haven't. You don't like it because you'd rather see me as the peasant I once was. You're like the rest of them. You like to keep your natives thick because that way they still look charming and delightful. Well, I don't need you.
See, I met Jamie 2 months before my dad died. To the exact day. It's like I met one just as the other was about to leave. And sometimes I think he was sent to me to, you know, to, like, help soften the blow of my dad. And then I think that's just mad. Because, you know, we met in a club when I was off my face on Cherry Sambuca. I'm surprised he even fancied me at all. I could hardly walk. The point is, though, it's come along at a good time. And sometimes I can't believe how lucky I am.
Dover. I remember Dover. 3 days and 3 nights in a lorry to get here. We were hid in the back all that time. There were 12 of us and a baby. The mother had to put her hand over his mouth every time we stopped. There was a hole in the top for light, a hole in the floor for toilet. We paid £3,000 to come to Dover. Everything that my father had left to us. When the door opened on the third night, we put up our hands. We thought we would be shot. The man said, "Get out now!" And we did. Then he drove away. I did not know what country we were standing in.
till I saw the sign for Dover.
Oh, yet for God's sake, go not to these wars. The time was, Father, that you broke your word when you were more endeared to it than now. When your own Percy, when my heart's dear Harry through many a northward look to see his father bring up his powers, that he did long in vain. Who then persuaded you to stay at home? There were two honours lost, yours and your son's. For yours, the God of heaven brighten it. For his, it stuck upon him as the sun in the grey vault of heaven, and by his light did all the chivalry of England move to do brave acts.
It was like, suddenly I had two kids, not one. Jake, as well as Tom. Falling asleep on his meds, middle of the day. Not talking, the next minute having it all to say. Waking in the middle of the night, pissing the bed. They both did that. Only Tom never hit me when I tried to hold him like Jake did. Or stared into my eyes, soaked with sweat. Looking at something countries away. Tom didn't have the last year of his life flashing like a trailer across his mind all day. Or a habit of letting fags burn to his knuckle then blister his skin. He didn't have this look that said, I'll never let you in. And he didn't have a father either. Or at least not the one who went away. He had Jake instead. A man who used to be his dad. But now just there, broken by war into a boy again.